Today is the 23rd day of December. Christmas Eve. And it is great to be here with you on this day during holiday Christmas week to step out of all of the last minute chaos and come into this safe space, a small oasis that we create for each other every day. So have a safe space, have a safe space in this world, somewhere we can run to, somewhere that we can take shelter, and somewhere that we can open our hearts, because we're just here to read the Bible and let it speak. So I am grateful for this space. I am grateful to be in it with you on this Christmas Eve as we take the next step forward. Our next step forward obviously leads us to where we left off, and we are now in the book of Zechariah for a bit. And so today, chapters 4 and 5. Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me as though I had been asleep. "What do you see now?" he asked. I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it. Around the bowl are 7 lamps, each having 7 sprouts with wicks. And I see 2 olive trees, one on each side of the bowl." Then I asked the angel, "What are these, my lord? What do they mean?" "Don't you know?" the angel asked. "No, my lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force, nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, 'May God bless it. May God bless it.'" Then another message came to me from the Lord. "Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." The 7 lamps represent the eyes of the Lord that search all around the world. Then I asked the angel, "What are these 2 olive trees on each side of the lampstand? And what are the 2 olive branches that pour out golden oil through the 2 gold tubes?" "Don't you know?" he asked. "No, my lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "They represent the 2 anointed ones who stand in the court of the Lord of all the earth." I looked up again and saw a scroll flying through the air. "What do you see?" the angel asked. "I see a flying scroll," I replied. "It appears to be about 30 feet long and 15 feet wide." Then he said to me, "This scroll contains the curse that is going out over the entire land. One side of the scroll says that those who steal will be banished from the land. The other side says that those who swear falsely will be banished from the land. And this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says: I am sending this curse into the house of every thief and into the house of everyone who swears falsely using my name. And my curse will remain in that house and completely destroy it, even its timbers and stones." Then the angel who was talking with me came forward and said, "Look up and see what's coming." "What is it?" I asked. He replied, "It is a basket for measuring grain, and it's filled with the sins of everyone throughout the land." Then the heavy lead cover was lifted off the basket, and there was a woman sitting inside it. The angel said, "The woman's name is Wickedness." And he pushed her back into the basket and closed the heavy lid again. Then I looked up and saw two women flying toward us, gliding on the wind. They had wings like a stork, and they picked up the basket and flew into the sky. "Where are they taking the basket?" I asked the angel. He replied, "To the land of Babylonia, where they will build a temple for the basket. And when the temple is ready, they will set the basket there on its pedestal." Revelation 14. Then I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of mighty ocean waves or the rolling of loud thunder. It was like the sound of many harpists playing together. This great choir sang a wonderful new song in front of the throne of God and before the four living beings and the 24 elders. No one could learn this song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. They have kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been purchased from among the people on the earth as a special offering to God and to the Lamb. They have told no lies. They are without blame. And I saw another angel flying through the sky, carrying the eternal good news to proclaim to the people who belong to this world, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. "Fear God," he shouted. "Give glory to him, for the time has come when he will sit as judge. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all the springs of water." Then another angel followed him through the sky, shouting, "Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen because she made all the nations of the world drink the wine of her passionate immorality." Then a third angel followed them, shouting, "Anyone who worships the beast and his statue, or who accepts his mark on the forehead or on the hand, must drink the wine of God's anger. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of wrath, and they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will have no relief day or night, for they have worshipped the beast and his statue and have accepted the mark of his name." This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently, obeying his commands and maintaining their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write this down. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they are blessed indeed, for they will rest from their hard work, for their good deeds follow them." And I saw a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was someone like the Son of Man. He had a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came from the temple and shouted to the one sitting on the cloud, "Swing the sickle, for the time of harvest has come. The crop on earth is ripe." So the one sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the whole earth was harvested. After that, another angel came from the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel, who had power to destroy with fire, came from the altar. He shouted to the angel with the sharp sickle, "Swing your sickle now to gather the clusters of grapes from the vines of the earth, for they are ripe for judgment." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and loaded the grapes into the great winepress of God's wrath. The grapes were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed from the winepress in a stream about 180 miles long and as high as a horse's bridle. Psalm 142. A Psalm of David regarding his experience in the cave. A prayer. I cry out to the Lord. I plead for the Lord's mercy. I pour out my complaints before him and tell him all my troubles. When I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me. I look for someone to come and help me, but no one gives me a passing thought. No one will help me. No one cares a bit what happens to me. Then I pray to you, O Lord, I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. Hear my cry, for I am very low. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, so I can thank you. The godly will crowd around me, for you are good to me. Proverbs 30, 21 through 23. There are three things that make the earth tremble. No, four it cannot endure. A slave who becomes a king, an overbearing fool who prospers, a bitter woman who finally gets a husband, a servant girl who supplants her mistress. Okay, as we're continuing through Zechariah, it's easy to see like similarities in style between this Old Testament prophetic book, Zechariah, and the New Testament book of Revelation. Apocalyptic literature has a distinctive and highly symbolic tone. And we already talked about this. And so as we're reading from both Old and New Testaments, it's an interesting exercise to consider what it is we're viewing as symbolic and what we're taking literally, and then consider why. Because these considerations are part of the process of interpreting apocalyptic literature. But within the imagery of Zechariah, we encountered some very famous words today. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So even though we're reading highly visual and symbolic material, well, I mean, even when we're not, even when we're doing anything, the verse holds true. And so committing it to memory and carrying it with us into the next couple of days will be an anchor for us, because the chances are we're going to get overrun in some sort of way, overwhelmed in some sort of way with merriment and activity. Not by might, not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord, will be something really good for us to remember. Then our reading from Psalms today also gives us a good reminder, like a good reset button for the coming days. I mean, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, so it's upon us. The psalmist says, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. And at this time of year, everybody's got their secret hopes for what they want, right? Presents are probably under your tree, hidden by the colorful wrapping paper of the season. And even though these gifts will be joyful to give, and maybe even make us happy to receive, or maybe even tighten connection and bonds among important people, we would do well to remember the posture of this psalm. The giving and receiving of gifts is absolutely rich and meaningful, and a irreplaceable tradition. But no matter what reveals itself after that paper gets torn, we won't be able to unwrap a place of refuge for our hearts. The psalmist said, "When I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn." Many things can be overwhelming at this time of year. I absolutely walk into this time of year and it is overwhelming. And so, if we can first remember that God knows the way and can point the way we should go. And second, if we turn to Him as our true place of refuge, then we will reorient our hearts to what is true and what cannot overwhelm. Because union with God, that is what we really want. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you into that indeed. We acknowledge that a lot comes up and a lot goes down during these holiday days of celebration. And they can leave us disoriented. And that can be a really hard thing. That can be a really good thing as well, because it opens our eyes and wakes us up. You alone are our refuge. You are what we really want. Help us to hold on to that for dear life as we navigate the next days ahead. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. They are where to get connected, be connected to what is going on around here. It's Christmas, right? Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. This 20th year is so quickly passing us by now. I'm like trying in some ways to hold on. It's been quite a year. Quite a year. A lot of highs and a lot of lows. And so here we go into the Christmas season and the joy of it all. Reminding you that the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas Party, that's available now. If you hadn't noticed, it's available now. And also reminding you what I've been saying the last few days. Tomorrow night probably is when it will release for Christmas. Blue Christmas. A time where Jill and I are just, I'm going to pray some prayers and read a little and share a little and just try to be present with everybody who is dreading the next couple of days. And those of you who are not, just pray for those who are. Because some people just have had their life turned upside down this year, and this Christmas does not look like any other Christmas. And that happens for all kinds of reasons. It can happen in like the disintegration of a family unit, or for all kinds of reasons, or like the loss of somebody that is so precious that it's just hard to imagine this first Christmas without them, or are people that are just alone, really truly just alone. And so we just want to sit and recognize that that is a part of this community. So that will be available, just letting you know that, if that's you, or even if it's not you, even if you just have moments where the bottom falls out and like all of these festivities, they just can't hold up the emotion. And so you just feel this longing in your heart and it's deep and melancholy. And we just want to be in that. We get it. And so that'll be available. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas blend of chocolate hazelnut coffee that we only bring out at Christmas. We have some, got a supply of those. So grab them from the Daily Audio Bible shop and while you can. I mean, they'll be gone and then they won't be back around for a year. So be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here at Christmas time, thank you. With this mission that we have been on for 20 years to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, to build community around this rhythm, a rhythm of just showing up. Showing up for ourselves and our own heart, and showing up for each other so that nobody has to be alone. If that is life-giving and has been meaningful, thank you humbly with gratefulness for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia from the City of Angels calling in on the 15th to pray. Rachel called in regarding prayers for Ella and Hannah with the eating disorders. Eric from Virginia Beach called in regarding Aaron, his best friend, who lost his father recently. 2 years ago, he lost his brother. And these were the closest people to Aaron. And Aaron needs our prayers. And Eric needs strength to be there for Aaron. And then also we'd like to pray over a friend of the bridegroom who called recently regarding his cousin Sebastian who has cancer. Let's go before our Father's beautiful throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Lord of mercy, God of all creation, hallowed be your beautiful name, Lord God. Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we hallow you because we love you, because you first loved us, because you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Father, doing this, we know, shows no greater love than to give up a son. And as we come before you, Lord, in full reverential love to you, we ask you to hear our prayers and our petitions. Lord God, we're praying over people with eating disorders, specifically Hannah and Ella from our tribe, Daily Audio Bible children. Lord God, we pray first of all you would give them the goodness of Christ Jesus overflowing in their cup, that they would drink from his cup and eat from his flesh as he tells us to do, and they would be full and fed, and they would know that they are enough. Father God, please supernaturally do this for them. We pray, Father God, for Aaron. Lord God, heal his heart. Be with him in his time as you're with the brokenhearted, Lord, and you're with those who mourn. Fill this void that he needs, Father God. And please, we're asking healing for Sebastian in Jesus' name.
Good morning, DAB family. Appreciate you all so much. I am asking for prayer at this season that my family, which is totally estranged right now, can be brought back together, or at least begin to work on forgiveness and healing. It's been about 2 years, and that while I wait, God will continue to use me, that I will find endurance and hope always in his word. Thank you, Brian, for bringing the word every single day, and your teaching has been such a blessing and encouragement for me.
This is God's Saskatchewan Prairie Cowgirl. I thought I would call in. I have laryngitis right now. A number of things have been hitting me. So I broke my leg back in October, and that was a big blow because I'm very active and I love being with my horses, riding, driving. And there was times when I really wanted to call in, and I just felt like my problem wasn't big enough. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to call in today, because oftentimes we think that everybody else is going through so much more difficult things that maybe we don't need to, but I'd encourage you to do that. Second thing was that my mother just passed away December the 4th in New Brunswick, so that involved a trip there. Coming home, I think I got an infection. My husband and I on the plane, and soon we're going to hopefully head to the other end of the country to meet our twin grandchildren. So yeah, just please pray for especially my sister Sharon and my father Wilbur, who are definitely still daily struggling with the loss of my mom. She went to heaven, she was a wonderful lady, but our whole family is still in mourning, and we love her and gonna miss her this Christmas. She had dementia for about 5 to 6 years, so we kind of lost her a long time ago, but please keep my sister, especially Sharon, and my brother Stephen, and my dad Wilbur, who's 94, going 95 in February, so we do need your prayers. It seems like one thing after another. And also that I'll be done this infection before I have to head out west to see my grandbabies. Thank you.
Hello, this is A Mother's Love. I'm requesting a miracle for my oldest son, JR. He's in serious, serious trouble. I believe God with all my heart and soul that God is going to open the gates. He's in jail on charges, $300,000 charges. But I know that God is a forgiving God. And I believe that the charges that are brought against him, God can eradicate the problem. But I need prayer. I need warriors that can pray in the spirit with me to open and let the captive go free. But before he releases him, I pray that he would have a moment, a time where he can hear from God, and God can tell him what he's been trying to tell him for a good while now. And I just thank you all. I'm a strong listener and a strong prayer. But right now, I'm asking from the heart of a mother to the heart of the people to pray for my son, JR. God's blessings be upon all of you. And I thank you, Brian and Jill. In Jesus' name, I just thank you. Amen.